more Americans, older Americans, they say here, and I guess we would qualify that as over age 50, maybe, are using marijuana, the cannabis. University of Michigan says so. They did a whole study on this. Let's get the deets from a guy who, I love having this guy on. He's a fun dude, Segal. His name is Jerry Joyner. He goes as the J-Man. He is a big-time advocate for the marijuana industry. Has his own TV show and podcast called Weed and Whiskey. So we get the weed part. Whiskey, I suppose he's an advocate for that, too. I don't know. Hey, J-Man, welcome, and good morning once again.
Thanks, Mike, for having me on.
What's the whiskey part of your weed and whiskey thing? Do you do the same thing with bourbon?
Well, a little bit, in moderation, of course. You know, this all started because of a guy named Willie Nelson, who for quite some time has been an advocate for cannabis. And he starts just about every concert with Whiskey River, Take My Mind.
Oh, man, that's a great song. Yeah, that is a great song.
Ends up with Blow Me Up and Smoke Me. So Weed and Whiskey, just a natural name for what we're doing.
I gotcha. You were going to put me in touch with Willie last time we spoke, but that's that's another thing. Hey, so is this accurate? And are we talking, okay, when you say older Americans, over 50, right? I mean, you can't be 40 and be considered an older American, can you?
Well, you know, it all depends on what age group is looking at you. I'll be 64 on 420. And so I'm kind of right in the middle of the Michigan study.
Okay. So is this a real number, or is it even maybe even higher? Because one out of eight Americans, older Americans, that seems low to me.
Mike, I think you hit it the head on the nail. It's higher. There's a new buzz at bingo for sure.
It's higher. There's a new buzz at bingo. There's your T-shirt. There's a new buzz at bingo. You need to market that on your website.
There you go. They've got these Buck a Buzz gummies. That's what these older Americans are embracing. It's not like they're sneaking around the corner smoking a joint or a bong. Myself, I don't smoke as much now that these edibles are safe and they're affordable. And like many people tell me, Jamie, I don't get high. I just get a little buzz. I get relaxed. It helps me sleep better. I think that's the main thing of anybody that I've talked to that's over 50 that says, hey, I do a gummy. I'm not going to smoke any weed, but I'll do a gummy or I'll do a half a gummy because I can go right to sleep and sleep through the night. And that's a great thing, I think.
You know, for folks who, you know, I know a lot of people who don't smoke because, I'm just not taking stuff into my lungs, and they didn't do marijuana for the same reason. I guess maybe gummies opens up a whole new vista for some of these folks, huh?
Absolutely. I'm a little raspy this morning because I smoked a joint.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I get you.
But with 70 to 80% of Americans, according to Pew and Gallup, thinking that adult use cannabis should be legal across the country, it's a great thing. When did 70% of Americans agreed about anything?
It's true.
Weed's bringing the country back together.
So here, weed is, there is your thing. There's a new buzz at bingo and weed bringing the country back together. These are all happy phrases that you have to have on T-shirts.
The happy phrase of the day.
Okay. That's crazy. So let me ask you this, J-Man. There was a song the Bellamy Brothers did years ago called Old Hippie. Are these just people who want to relive Woodstock or, you know, their 70s days or whatever?
Well, I just recently heard that song, came up on my Sirius radio playlist. But the one that I'm really digging is Jimmy Buffett, before he left us, gave us a song called My Gummy Just Kicked In. And he did it in conjunction with Paul McCartney. So here's a couple of what we would call Woodstock people. They're not talking about let's roll one up like Willie. They're talking about let's do our gummies. That's what's making these numbers of more and more Americans, especially senior Americans, of using cannabis. It's the modality of ingestion. That's a big phrase for me.
Whoa.
But it just means the way they're getting THC into their body.
Okay. In a safe way, I guess, in a responsible way, right?
It's safe and responsible, Mike, if you make sure that product you're taking has a certificate of analysis, a COA, on the back of the packaging. You take your phone, you scan that QR code, and you look at it. If it's got four pages and a bunch of data, it's probably going to more be legit than one that says safe to consume. And that's a big problem that we have, because the Farm Bill, 2018 Farm Bill, made THC products readily available in 45 states. You can go to convenience stores and pick up a pack of gummies pretty much anywhere now that has THC that would make you show positive on a drug test.
You know, I got to tell you, I'm talking when the very first, I hate to say whiffs, but of, legalizing marijuana when it was becoming more mainstream. And there was that tipping point. I don't know what year it was, but my sister, who lives in Arizona, is an older American. She's smoked marijuana. She was a cancer patient. Long story, J-Man, but she was given up for dead twice from cancer. So she has issues with pain and things like that. And marijuana was the only thing that helped her, back before medicinal marijuana even. We're talking when she was like 13 years old. So anyway, she said, here's a tip for you. Invest in cannabis farms. And I said, I'm not getting into the whole drug culture thing and stuff. Now I look back, that may have been probably one of the better things I should have done, huh?
Well, you know, there was an up and then a real down with the publicly traded cannabis stock. But what it's done is, I believe, Mike, it's going to filter out the bad actors and the bad players, the people who are carrying it too much debt. And there's a huge change between the dispensary marijuana and these THC products that are 100% legal and safe, as long as you make sure you're getting good ones at convenience stores and gas stations. So now they've got a civil war between the marijuana people.
Oh, boy. See, we can't have. See, now you're talking that you were saying it brings America together, and it sounds like it's dividing, J-Man.
It's a confusing, there's a haze of smoke everywhere. And I think our election that's coming up, we'll see something significant happen. At least I'm betting and hoping on that.
What will this be? Explain that.
Well, they're talking about rescheduling, going from Schedule 1 to Schedule 3, which would allow businesses to now write off normal business expenses. In other words, people in the plant-touching space, they're not allowed to write off their normal business expenses like everyone else because of 280E in the tax code. So from scheduling it from 1 to 3 helps with that. But a big problem we have is still the black market. The illicit market in America is 3 or 4 times the size of the legal market. And until we make this legal on a federal level, they'll still always operate on that black market. Think about booze. When we went back to making booze legal after prohibition, nobody goes to a moonshiner anymore to get their booze, right? They go to the store and buy it, and it's got some standards and some labeling and let you know everything about what you're getting. And I think that would be the best thing that would happen is legalizing it, which would help reduce, if not eliminate, the black market, which really helps America.
You know, just on a side note, I think a lot of people understand this, though, but we're coming up on that season. We'll be doing Daytona 500, in February or whatever? You would not have NASCAR and stock car racing if it wasn't for the moonshining down south.
And a lot of people say we wouldn't have the music that we have in today's time if it wasn't for cannabis. And so, those, as Willie's taught us, brings a lot of people together.
All right. Well, J-Man, you are a fun dude, Sickle. I hope we can meet someday. And call Willie. Tell him to call me, and we'll have him on. I've always been a Willie Nelson fan. He's a cool cat. How old is Willie now?
He will be 91 this April, and there's a 4-part special on Paramount Plus about Willie Nelson and his life, and it's great. You got to check it out, Mike. Thanks for having me on, buddy.
All right, J-Man, have a great day. See you later.